This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military struggled to control the new territory. The documents finalizing the annexation were published Wednesday on a Russian government website. In a defiant move, the Kremlin held the door open for further land grabs in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, quote, certain territories will be reclaimed, and Russia would continue, quote-unquote, consulting residents about joining Russia. He did not specify which additional Ukrainian territories Moscow is eyeing. The four annexed regions were added in violation of international laws. Women around the world are cutting locks of their hair in support of protesters in Iran, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The protests are over the death of a 22-year-old woman in Iran for breaking the country's strict dress code. Cutting hair in Iran is a form of protest, a symbol to stand against the mandatory hijab. Among those cutting their hair, Oscar-winning actress Juliette Binoche.
For freedom.
In the halls of the European Parliament, Swedish lawmaker Abir Al-Salhani cut her hair.
Until Iran is free, our fury will be bigger than the oppressors.
A museum in Rome is collecting locks of hair to present to the Iranian embassy. Kokila Kahl made a contribution.
I cannot believe that in 2022, the women are still struggling to have their basic freedom and basic rights.
Some of the Iranian demonstrators have publicly hacked off locks of their hair. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities say more than 20 people who were abducted from a passenger train have regained their freedom after more than 6 months. A government committee assembled by Nigeria's chief of defense staff said Wednesday that it, quote, secured the release and took custody of the 23 remaining passengers held hostage. Authorities didn't respond to inquiries about how the hostages were freed. It's not clear if ransoms were paid. In late March, gunmen attacked the train with explosives and gunfire near Nigeria's capital, killing 7 people and abducting dozens of others. U.S. President Joe Biden has surveyed Hurricane Ian's devastation in Florida and vows the government will help a long rebuilding effort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
First from Marine One.
You can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air.
And then on the ground in Fort Myers, the president saw ruined homes, debris, a boat that had been flipped into a cafe. Damage, he says, may take years of recovery.
We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The president walked alongside a potential 2024 White House foe, Governor Ron DeSantis. Both said they're putting aside political differences for now.
Mr. President, welcome to Florida. We appreciate working together across various levels of government.
Today, we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of Hungarian students, teachers, and parents blocked a Budapest bridge near Parliament on Wednesday in support of teachers fighting for higher wages and teachers sacked for protesting. Teachers have launched a, quote, I want to teach campaign and called for civil disobedience to demand higher wages, a solution to a deepening shortage of teachers and the right to strike. Protesters carrying banners filled a Budapest bridge, blocking traffic in the biggest anti-government demonstration since another blockade over a tax hike on small businesses in July. Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military struggled to control the new territory. The documents finalizing the annexation were published Wednesday on a Russian government website. In a defiant move, the Kremlin held the door open for further land grabs in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said he would continue to consult residents about joining Russia. Reporting by remote,